The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Can't find it anywhere.
When did it arrive, dear?
Last week. I'd been shopping, and when I came home, I stopped by the mailbox out here and picked up the mail. And I remember seeing this letter from the clerk of court, or Bureau of Records, or something like that.
What are you looking for?
My birth certificate. I think I even opened the letter, but didn't look at it closely right then. I was going to put the groceries away first.
Oh, maybe somewhere in the kitchen.
Well, I've looked all over the kitchen. There's no letters out there at all. Hmm. Honestly, I was going to fill out my passport application tonight.
You sure you're going to Europe with me?
What do you mean?
Oh, my gosh, honey. As far as I can figure out, you spend all your time talking about clothes and passports, what to see in Europe and all that. Isn't there something that's a little bit more important right now?
What?
Money.
Oh, that.
Oh, that. Yes, oh, that. Look, sweetheart, you are not included in my business expense. Now, unless you earn some money...
I will somehow. We aren't going for several months yet.
Yeah, I know. Just the same, time goes by quickly. Seems to me you ought to be figuring out a little bit more how you're going to raise the money. And if you don't have it when it's time to go...
I know, and I am thinking about it. But right now, I have to find my birth certificate. Got to have a passport, too, and I certainly can't let that go until the last minute.
Oh, I'll go and look through my letters. Maybe it got mixed up with them.
I can't imagine what I did with it.
Well, you better get some better system of organization around this place.
Oh, now, please don't
look,
start
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. I've got to, but by gosh, you are careless. You can't go traveling around Europe being careless with important documents. If you lose your passport, believe me, you'll find yourself having all sorts
of... Honey, please, instead of bawling me, why don't you help me look for my birth certificate?
No, I mean it. How can you be so careless with
help
important...
Help me! Look for it, please!
Each weeknight over CBS Radio, the men behind two of the most familiar voices in the land, Edward R. Murrow and Lowell Thomas, bring word of the day's important happenings to a listening America. There's a good reason for the continuing popularity of these two veteran newscasters. Both of them, each in his own way, brings to the microphones of CBS Radio practical experience gained through a lifetime of news reporting. They survey the news of the day in detail and in depth and supplement their reports with colorful, informative observations and commentary. Both Edward R. Murrow and Lowell Thomas have highest personal standards of responsibility of professional ethics as newsmen. You'll find that the news takes on added clarity and meaning. You'll be left with a better understanding of the day's events when you hear Edward R. Murrow and Lowell Thomas each Monday through Friday night over most of these same CBS radio stations.
Yeah, well, no luck.
No.
I walked out to the mailbox. I took the flashlight. I looked all around out there, went all over the place, looked in the driveway, looked in the bushes. I can't find any letters.
Mm-hmm.
You better look out there tomorrow in the daylight.
Well, let it go.
Let it go? You can't get a passport unless you have a birth certificate.
Well, I didn't get my real certificate anyhow. I just asked for a photo set so I know I was right for another.
And I said we'd probably find it tomorrow anyhow when we clean house.
Well, I am sorry. At the risk of being repetitious, I am going to say once again that you had better start getting a system of organization.
Mm-hmm.
When the mail arrives, you should have some definite place to put it.
Why don't you fill out the passport application? I'm sure we'll find the letter tomorrow, and then you'll have it all ready to send in.
Yes, I guess I might as well. May I borrow your pen, dear? I can't find mine.
You can't find yours.
But I know it's here somewhere, but it isn't in my purse where I generally keep it.
Darling, that is a good example of what I mean.
May I borrow yours?
Well, I want it back.
You will get it back.
This is the man who can never find his car keys.
No.
Yes. Well, now what did I do with the passport application blank?
It's in the big envelope with all the travel folders, isn't it?
Oh, yes. But what did I do with the envelope? That
Charlie,
is not mislaid, dear. I just had it this afternoon, and I think it's out here on the piano. Yes, here it is.
I am not kidding. I tell you, I am not kidding. You had better make something that you can tie around your middle and wear under your clothes. Something you can keep your money and your passport in.
What would I do then? Undress every time I go through customs and somebody wants to see the passport?
That would be something.
Well, I don't know what, but I can tell you this. It won't cut any ice with the customs official. You stand there with some long-winded explanation of how you just can't imagine what happened to your passport. You must have taken it out of your purse when you were powdering your nose at some darling little French restaurant back there.
Don't go on, Trevor. Now, read your paper and let me fill out the application.
I think I'll go on up to bed. It's late. I'm just going to glance at the sports section a minute.
Now, it says here you need two duplicate photographs. Not over 3 by 3 inches or less than 2.5 by 2.5.
Uh-huh. Well, the place downtown I can have those taken, I think.
The fee for a new passport is $9. Uh-huh. You can send that in a check or money order.
Oh, does it say that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see. Height, hair, and eyes. It says height means without shoes, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
5'6".
Are you 5'6"?
Well, not quite. I'm about 5 3/4". Think I should put that instead?
Mm-mm.
Put 5'6".
Visible distinguishing marks or features. Do I have any distinguishing marks or features?
No.
Nothing?
Let me see, dear.
Well,
I think she has very pretty eyes.
Aunt Effie, that is not what the government means. They want to know if she has any birthmarks, scars, anything that could immediately identify her.
I have a scar in my knee from falling off my bicycle when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
It says visible scars. I mean something that can be seen at once.
All right. Occupation. What I put?
Housewife.
Oh, it doesn't sound very glamorous, does it? I always hate to put housewife. I wish I could put down something that looked more interesting, like sculptor or archaeologist or nuclear physicist. I think people take more notice of you, don't you?
Yeah, well, you put down nuclear physicist, and the government will certainly take notice of you. In fact, I would say that things would be humming around here in no time at all.
Well, now, let's see.
What was that?
Did you hear that, dear?
Did I hear it?
Well, what do you suppose it was?
Well, I just... Hey, where's the cat?
Right over there in the chair. I think it wasn't a cat.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe all those things that broke last week that we thought the cat did weren't the cat at all.
No, let's not start that again.
Where are you going?
Going? You're going to see what it was.
I'm going to investigate empty-handed.
Oh.
What would you mean, empty-handed?
Oh, my goodness. Get a butcher knife or a hammer.
Oh, look, if you're scared, you two stay here. Now,
just wait a minute. There have been callers in this neighborhood, and Effie was talking to Mrs. Fairfax down the road, and she said...
And she said they saw somebody hanging around their house the other night and called the police.
Look, call
the police.
You two stay here in the living room. I'll go look in the kitchen.
Well, I'm not going to stay here. I'm going with you.
Well, so am I.
But don't hang on to my arm like that. Just stay behind me if you're scared. It wasn't anything in the dining room. Nothing in the pantry.
Oh, my goodness. Couldn't work this at all.
And nothing in the kitchen.
The basement. The basement, dear.
Yes.
Of course, it sounded like glass. I keep all our damn things downstairs in the storeroom. Somebody is in the basement.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't...
You are not going down there.
Call the police.
Call the police. Call the police.
Will you be quiet? Calm down now.
Get in the butcher knife. Yes.
Oh,
just wait a minute here. Take this.
Oh,
take it. Will you? Take it.
All right. Anybody down there?
Well, he's not going to answer you if there is. Oh, honey, don't go down.
Oh, no.
Anybody down here?
Oh, dear.
Anybody down here?
There's a phone right here. We'll call the police. We'll call the police.
Here, pick.
Thank you. You got something in there?
Yes, it's a cotton bar.
Oh, good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, my heavens, you mean it's some animal?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, what is it, dear?
Something is splattered all over the storeroom. Oh, my gosh. You should see this place.
What does he mean?
I don't know.
Shall we come down?
You better. Somebody's got to clean up this mess. All over the walls, the ceiling, the floor. Oh, my gosh, it's applesauce.
Treatment of mental disorders has left the dark ages. More people are being treated more effectively today than ever before. Advances in diagnoses, treatment, and prevention of serious mental disorders, plus greater public understanding and acceptance of mental illness, have made a tremendous difference to patients and their families. When great tensions breed mental disturbances, the sooner the victim is treated, the better his chances for speedy, complete recovery. It is important, when a mental disorder appears to be developing, to have it evaluated early by experts. Your doctor, clinic, religious, or social service can tell you where such help is to be found. If you're interested in the answers to the most common mental health questions, write now for a free booklet titled How to Deal with Your Tensions. Simply write Box 3000, New York 1, New York, and enclose your own name and address. That's Box 3000, New York 1, New York. The free booklet is prepared in the public interest by the National Association for Mental Health.
Look, dear, you go on up to bed, Aunt Effie, and I'll be the attic for hours.
No, I'll help. Get out of the way. Here, let me sweep up all this broken glass.
Got to clean applesauce off the walls and ceiling. You better do it tonight. Be hard to get it off tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a bit dry. Well, that takes something off the shelves, too.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you, in all my life, I have never heard of a jar of applesauce.
Yes, this happened to me once. And tomatoes, too. Sometimes they'll do it. Where'd you get this applesauce?
Oh, Mother put it up. She always does every year, you know, and then gives me some.
Oh, boy. Just look around. Look at this mess, would you?
I'm going to get these things up.
Oh, God.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Huh?
Look. Right here on a can of peaches.
What?
The letter. My birth certificate.
What?
I knew I'd find it.
Your birth certificate.
That's not mine. Is it for...
I'll get a pail and some water.
And get some claws, too.
Wait a minute. What is going on? What is your birth certificate doing down in the basement sitting on a can of peaches? Well, I'm sorry. It may seem logical to you two, but...
I told you, dear. I picked up the mail after getting groceries, and I brought the box of canned things downstairs. And I suppose what happened, I just laid the letter down, intending, you know, to pick it up afterwards.
Now I want to tell you something.
And I didn't do it.
If you lose your passport in Europe, don't expect any help from me. Now, I warned you.
Don't always look for trouble. Now,
look, are you kidding? Look for trouble. Tell you, I have got second sight. I just know what's going to happen this summer. I can tell you right now, I just know what's going to happen.
Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Buck with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.